This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Drake May for the game. Patting the ball. May scanning. Loads of time. He'll roll. He'll run. A sidestep. He's ready to throw. Nobody's open. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Oh my goodness, Stevenson. And May with an absolute jewel of an effort.
Hour two. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got your tiers coming up on a Tier Tuesday. We'll tier off the Home Run Derby winners since 2000. Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. A lot of Red Sox talk in the first hour. You can still weigh in. 617-779-7937. A reminder, a lot of ways you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. A lot of ways to listen to Jones and Keefe. You hear the Drake May highlight there.
Oh, yeah.
I was against Tennessee.
Nice.
Great individual play.
Hell, yeah.
Got the game to overtime. Threw a pick, and they lost in overtime a year ago.
Something to learn from.
And so I believe in Drake May. Yeah. Similar to what we were saying about Crochet. I believe Garrett Crochet can handle the workload, but I still got to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in Drake May. And, you know, a year two breakout incoming, if you will. But you got to see it. It's got to actually happen and take place. And while I think the Patriots are better off this year, better coach, Vrabel replacing Mayo, better defense than they had a year ago with all the talent they signed, even a better receiving room slightly, although I don't know how much you're going to get out of Diggs this year. While they helped him, I think they could have helped him more. Bill Barnwell went through and ranked all the weapons in the NFL, similar to Phil Perry a couple of weeks ago. He had the Patriots 30th. Only in front of Tennessee and Carolina. That's one spot up from 31 a year ago on his ranking. So they could have done more to help him. But I believe a big year is in store for Drake May. Certainly a better year, more wins, fewer turnovers, things like that. What would a full-blown breakout for Drake May look like, Keith?
I think it would be like top 10 in the league in like passing yards and top 10 in passing touchdowns and like 10 wins. Like, I think the wins are going to be really important for
me
him
too,
because that's what gets everybody's attention, you know. And obviously, if, you know, it's like a low interception total, that too. Like, the guy doesn't need to lead the league in touchdown passes or anything. I also don't think that's realistic based on what he has around him, based on what I think Vrabel's philosophy is going to be. I think they're going to want to run the ball a lot. They're going to want to play good defense, and they're going to want to win games that way. So I'm not sure how many, you know, 300-yard passing games you're necessarily going to get. That doesn't mean it can't still be a breakout year. You know, like Justin Herbert last year, for example, didn't light the world on fire, but he didn't throw picks, and they won games. So I think you would point to that and be like, look at this guy. Like, that is a big step forward, because last year there were turnovers. Now, some of those turnovers were literally receivers on his team catching the pass and handing it to the other team. So those weren't on Drake May. But like the fumbles and stuff, he obviously needs to clean that up. But Yeah, I think, you know, an uptick in the stats clearly helps, but just winning games and being like one of the reasons why you're winning games is going to go a long way into us being like, all right, that's a year two jump for a good quarterback.
So I do think we're on a bit of an island in New England expecting big things out of Drake May this year.
It is funny, like around nationally, when you see whether it's quarterback rankings or what people are expecting from quarterbacks, you're like, oh, sucker's better buying opportunities. Seems like a lot of low numbers for May.
So let me give you a few different examples of how we in New England are on an island, and you can discuss all your expectations for Drake May. 617-779-7937. Is it individual statistics? Is it team success? Is it trimming the turnovers? Like, what are you looking for out of Drake May in year two? CBS yesterday released their list of top 25 players under 25 in the NFL.
Okay,
so for instance, the top player under 25 in the league, Ja'Marr Chase, number one, Jaden Daniels, two, Penei Sewell, three, Patrick Surtain, four, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who I'm surprised is that young, is number five. Just to give you an idea of some of the young players, Gonzo did make the cut, or was he?
All right, he should.
Christian Gonzalez is 19.
Yeah, okay.
There are three quarterbacks on the list. I mentioned Jaden Daniels at number two.
Shedeur Sanders.
Not Shedeur. No. Brock Purdy was 14.
Gross.
C.J. Stroud was 15.
Okay.
I mean, no quibble with Daniels or Stroud. I would consider May versus Purdy, but sitting here today, who would you take, Keith? I would take Purdy. He's proven he can do it. May has way more tools and I think way more upside.
Yeah, so I would take May.
We've never seen it.
I probably wouldn't put either guy on the list, but I would like for a game, for a season, maybe you would take Purdy, but I think just for like upshot, I would take Drake May.
Here's a little bit more damning. So May was left off the list. You maybe would put him on over Purdy. That doesn't mean you'd have him in the top 25, but whatever. They also had a list of also considered.
Sure. Honorable mentions. Classic.
Honorable mentions. There were a lot of them. I can't even count how many. Maybe 20 or so.
Although
Bo Nix might
not be under 25.
Bo Nix. Bo Nix was on 35. The list also considered.
He's 27. No, he's under 25. Good.
I think he'll be 25 this year. So he's not going to be on the list for long.
Barely. Caleb Williams?
Bo Nix was the only other quarterback that was considered outside of those three was Bo Nix. Nobody else.
So who came up with this list?
CBS.
Okay, so they are very going on team success, I would say. Because like Bo Nix, who I love more than maybe anybody else, I acknowledge he's not the greatest like physical quarterback out there, but they won games and he made the playoffs, as did, not this year, but Brock Purdy has. C.J. Stroud has 2 years in a row, and Jaden Daniels had a great run as a rookie. So sort of answering your first question about what would get people to start talking about Drake May, it's probably not 30 touchdown passes as much as it is 10 wins. 10 wins, wild card team, and then you're like, oh, you have everybody's attention at that point.
So to me,
drop back, do it to the other team.
Well, Bo picks early, and then he got rid of that. He stopped doing that.
He got much better.
Yeah.
So he's really not considered for the list. Or he isn't considered for the list. It's not like
people are sleeping on
the 26th name on a 25-man list. He wasn't considered. Bo Nix was another name considered.
Is
it
under 25
on the list?
25 and under.
25 and under. Top 25 players, 25 and under. The way they did their cutoff, it's all explained in the story. If you want to fact check,
what's the birth date on that?
It's February 25th, 2000.
Okay, so there you go. I will have a problem with Drake May being. I really don't have an issue today with him being left off the list. He hasn't proven.
No, you got to do something.
But he better be on the list next year. Yeah. Like, if Drake May's not on this list next year, that's a problem. And that means he had, to me, a pretty underwhelming year.
Yeah, and that's not just Drake May. That would be any starting quarterback under 25 who is a top three pick in the NFL draft should be on there. Right? Like, if Cam Ward's not on there, that's a bad sign.
Yep. 100%.
And he may not be. I mean, I wouldn't predict him to be on there. But I'm saying, like, any of these highly drafted quarterbacks in the last 3 or 4 years, which they would still hit the under 25 number, those guys should all be on there, or you're looking at it as not a great pick.
So let me give you another example and another metric of how we in New England are kind of on an island expecting big things out of Drake May. It doesn't mean it won't happen. Means the expectation out there for Drake May
is low.
It's pretty low. These are DraftKings odds. The over-under for Drake May this year, yards passing.
Yards.
3,250 and a half. So 3,250 yards and a half. That's minus 115.
3,250. So last year, 19 quarterbacks in the NFL threw for over that.
Okay. So you'd put him somewhere in the top 19 if he hits the over.
I think he will. And I don't think he necessarily smashes the over. So I was looking at this too, and I know it's a different offensive coordinator, but it's the same head coach. when Mike Vrabel was in Tennessee, mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill basically had three good years. He had the 1 year where he took over, so he didn't even start 17 games. Then he had a 16-game 2020 season where it was statistically his best year. And then he also went 12-5 in 2021. So there's like a three-year run for Tannehill. He went 2,700 yards passing, but again, not in as many games. 3,800 and 3,700.
Okay. So that's a good bar, assuming he's healthy, which maybe maybe this is representative of May. It's a hedge against his health. He left two games, well, partially left one and left the other early last year. So maybe it's a hedge against him just not playing a full season, but that feels like a low yardage total, right?
It does. Because I feel like if he plays, and I guess it's a huge if he ends up playing 17 games, do you know what that equates to per game?
32-50? Yeah, like under 200 yards a game. Yeah,
191 yards.
Yeah.
On average. So even if he has one 300-yard game, like you don't need many. You don't even need to. You literally don't need a 200-yard game all season
to get to that
to hit that number. So I think that's all about health. I think if he just plays, even if they are a run-first team and a run-second team, it's still 2025 in the NFL. You're going to throw for over 3,000 yards.
How about Drake Maye's over-under for touchdowns? That is 19.5, Keith. Juice is on the over, minus 120, but they have it set at 19.5. How many quarterbacks did that last
18.
Year?
18. So same number. I don't know if it's the same number. I don't know if it's the same guys necessarily, but 18 quarterbacks. So more than half the league. And then you could probably make the case that some of the guys that didn't, that just missed, didn't play the games. So, like, Tua, for example, is the next guy down. He had 19 touchdowns in 11 games. So, if Tua played one more game, he's another guy that's 20. So, I would just, I mean, yeah, any quarterback, like we were talking about before with starting pitchers, at any minute, any of those guys could go down. Obviously, the quarterbacks are protected, but still, I mean, they're big hits all the time and whatever else, and there are injuries. And Drake Maye himself had to leave a couple of games due to injury. But I don't think it's even that great of a season. If he goes for 32-50 with 20 touchdowns, it could look gross, and he could still put up those numbers.
Now, maybe they're winning games by running the football and playing defense, and he's protecting the football, and they win 10 games. Tell me how the games look and what their record is, and maybe I'll feel different. I mean, if he has all those numbers with 25 picks, I'm going to feel a lot different.
I would take the over on both of those.
Me too.
And then real quick on Tannehill's touchdowns, and they had Derrick Henry. So they were running the ball a lot. Ryan Tannehill threw for 22, and that was, again, not in a full season. Then 33, and then 21. So he was always over 20 touchdowns.
All three of those, even when he didn't play a full season.
Right.
And 33?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that for Ryan Tannehill.
He was pretty good
that
year.
That was peak Tannissance
time. That was Tannissance,
really
man.
Was a full-blown Tannissance.
That was also COVID.
So let
take
me,
that for what it's worth.
Not real stats, Keith.
No, stats count.
Stats count.
They played in real stadiums. They didn't go to a bubble inside Disney World to play.
Were they full stadiums that whole year?
No. But like the actual Tennessee stadium they played in.
Yeah.
No fans. They didn't play in a quarantine zone in Disney World.
No, I mean, they might have played against the defense that had half their defense quarantined. But
maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
You never know what was going around.
So, Matt, just to put it in perspective, Mac Jones is a rookie. He was a rookie. This is Drake Maye year two.
Yep.
Same offensive coordinator,
Buck
though.
Daniels, so.
Josh to Josh. Mac Jones threw for 3,800 yards, 3,801, and 22 touchdowns.
How is Drake Maye not hitting the over on these?
He played all 17 games. I do wonder if those DraftKings numbers are a hedge against his health because he hasn't. He didn't survive. He barely even played. He sat the last game of the year against Buffalo.
Yeah,
he played a series.
But when you look at those, even for like
he played another game in relief, and then he left a game early against the Jets, and he left another game for a stretch against the Chargers and came back.
What I'd have to do is I'd have to go look up some other injury-prone quarterbacks and see what their numbers are, and maybe it's similar. Maybe they're over-unders. Maybe they're low.
You just had it with Tua.
What's Tua's?
Oh, I thought because of 19 touchdowns, and he missed a bunch of games.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was last year. Oh, yeah, so I guess that's one we can look up. But I don't know. I feel like even like the sharp better or the non-Drake Maye, non-Patriots fan, if they're looking at some of these football futures, are they hammering the under on those Drake Maye bets? Being like, he's going to get hurt.
It is
like,
plus money. Unders plus money.
All right, so maybe that's what they're betting. But like, I don't know how you go into a season and be like, this guy throws one touchdown a game and then has like two in a game. It's like, and then he hits his over. Like, it's really not that big of a leap. Like you have to be betting on injury. Like that's really what it comes down to. Like how many games played is basically what you're betting on. Over under games played, which is super fun.
Would you bet on Drake Maye playing 17 games? I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I guess I would. I think that you should get plus money for that because it's a quarterback in the league. But I mean, I feel like it could happen. I mean, Mac Jones played 17 games. I agree. A lot of guys played 17 games.
It definitely
last
could happen, but like I don't know how many quarterbacks survived the year. Like how many quarterbacks do you see getting replaced? They're not all Tom Brady, which we're used to. I probably wouldn't wager on that, but regardless, I would bet on all those overs.
I think I got 14 quarterbacks played 17 games last year.
Okay.
So half
the league.
Let's call it half. I mean, slightly under half.
And a guy who runs a lot, by the way, there is a prop for Drake May, his rushing yards. And this is some hidden production in there, right? Like maybe part of the reason the pass yards would be a little lower for him than even somebody like Mac as a rookie is because he's projected to run for 426 yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And real quick, one of the guys that didn't play 17 was Mahomes, who they sat. So let's call it half the league will play every game at quarterback. They do protect the quarterback. And I guess you got to ask, will Drake May protect himself? I know there's some debate on should he dive head first, should he slide, whatever he should do. But like that's where he ran into some issues last year.
But I've heard Shime and Greg and Chris and everybody talking about this. If Drake puts up Mac Jones's rookie year numbers, call it 3,822 touchdowns. I think Mac, I just backed out of it. I think he threw 13 picks, QB rating of like 92.
Yeah.
They win 10 games. They're in the playoffs.
That's a good year.
I do think it's a good year, and I think it is fair to say I would feel better about Drake May putting up those numbers than Mac. I guess we got to see it, but I just feel better about Drake May's tools. I feel better about the upside of him.
It's the same debate as Garrett Crochet, Cutter Crawford. Like Cutter Crawford looked good, but you're like, oh, this is sustainable. Like I don't know if he's going to be able to do this the whole time.
Right.
Whereas like Crochet and Drake May, you're like, all right, I see that, even if the numbers are similar. I mean, Tanner Houck. Put Tanner Houck's numbers up from last year. They were good. Like really, especially first half numbers were really impressive. But I'm with you on that. I think what we learned was Mac Jones's rookie year ended up being his ceiling. Whereas with Drake May, if he has those numbers year two, you're like, all right, that's a good foundation.
That's exactly how I'd feel about it. I would feel better about Drake May going into year three, call it, if he put up the same numbers as Mac Jones his rookie year. Because Drake May could be Josh Allen or Justin Herbert. He could be on that trajectory because he is that type of athletic specimen with a big arm who's also mobile. Mac was none of those things. Mac was undersized with no arm strength and, threw short, never pushed the ball downfield, wasn't athletic. Mac was none of those things. And so I would feel pretty good if Drake May reached those numbers. And I think those numbers are attainable. Then you look at the over-unders on DraftKings, and you look at lists like CBS Sports.
Well, suckers better, buying opportunity.
Jeremy Fowler's going through all these different positional groups this week at ESPN. He's already ranked running backs, Keith. I think there were 22 running backs who received a vote. No Patriots were on the list.
Yeah, that checks out.
He went through the D-tackles today. No Barmore, no Milton Williams.
How's Milton Williams not on there?
I don't know, he's not. There were 21 names on that list. Didn't receive a vote. As a top defensive tackle, not one single vote.
He was like the biggest free agent signing.
So I imagine you're going to get to Drake May as well, and the quarterbacks whenever he gets to it later this week, next week, whenever Fowler gets to it.
He shouldn't be on there.
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. And so, but like there's 20 names showing up on all these lists. And so it's just a way to illustrate. I think here in New England, we're all pretty bullish on Drake May. We are on a bit of an island when it comes to
that. Yeah, we are.
That doesn't mean the consensus can't be wrong.
Right.
But the consensus is Drake May is going to be, I don't know, the 22nd quarterback in the league, not even a top 20 QB.
Yeah, and I wonder with some of these projections, is it a lot? I think health is definitely a big factor of it, but the other stuff is, are they not convinced on him, or are they really pointing to the receiver group and be like, that's trash? Like,
well,
you put Justin Herbert on this team, like, what is he doing? Or you put, maybe not somebody as good as him, but somebody else that we know is a consistent, like, middle-of-the-road quarterback. What are they doing with maybe Steph Diggs, Mac Hollins, Hunter Henry, and, like, that group? Like, that obviously isn't going to speak. Although, Mac Jones, rookie year, wasn't exactly throwing to Moss and Welker.
No.
So, I mean, he should be able to hit the over on those numbers, even with the receiving core that he has.
And, again, just to illustrate that, you mentioned it, the issues around Drake May on offense, he's going to have to overcome that. I'm not going to sit here and blame weapons if Drake May doesn't have better numbers this year. He should win more games. He should have better numbers.
Yeah, it's definitely better than it was a year ago, but that's also a low bar.
But it's 30th on Bill Barnwell's list that came out today.
Yeah.
Again. Buffalo 28, by the way, on that list.
No, I'm telling you.
Not good weapons.
A very famous would-you-rather question from a few weeks ago was the Bills receivers or the Patriots receivers?
We both took the Patriots.
Yeah.
Bill Barnwell didn't.
All right, Bill. Well played.
Well, score one. We outvoted. We outvoted him 2-1.
In your face, Bill.
Would you rather, by the way, speaking of that, comes your way tomorrow.
Should be good.
At 11:30, a full 24-hour tease for you here on Jones and Keith. Coming up next, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it is a Tier Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
We are going to tier off all the Home Run Derby winners since 2000. Home Run Derby, less than a week away, Keith. We love home runs on this program so much. Mm-hmm. We had a home run draft.
Yep, Don Poole.
We dig the long ball. Yep. So we'll tier those off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
It's a Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tier off all the Derby winners, Keefe, since 2000 with the Home Run Derby less than a week away.
Woo! Get excited.
We like doing these lists since 2000. We've done quite a few of these. So what do we have for tiers today?
All right, so we're going to have right now four tiers, although it's fluid. They can change if need be. But we're going to have the top tier, Chicks Dig the Long Ball.
Chicks Dig the Long Ball.
Nice.
Sure do.
Classic.
They sure do. It's what saved baseball. Tier two, right below that, would be the back.
The water back.
Look at that.
Back.
I missed that.
The Boomer.
Actually, is he back on the Home Run Derby?
I don't know.
I think they might have dusted him off for the last couple of Home Run Derbies because he's back by popular demand, I thought.
We had him on, I think it was on when it was me and Dale, we had him on the show once.
You talked to him?
Yeah, he talked to Berman.
Sick brag, that is a sick
brag. It is a sick brag.
That actually is a great
and I
brag.
I forget what they were, but I pitched him a ton of nicknames.
You've talked about this
before,
he did not care
for the nicknames. You did not care for him.
We're good at pitching them. We're not good at anybody liking them, but we're good at pitching
them. I was like, what about Brandon, hope I'm not late for work, man. He's like, what? I was like, I don't know. Never mind. I had like five of them. He's like, get out of here. All right, the third tier down would be swinging a pop-up.
Swinging a pop-up.
Okay. So not like a great home run derby winner.
Not super memorable.
And then the bottom tier, that wasn't fun.
That was not fun?
That was not fun. Thank you, Will Fleming. So there's some of the baseball tiers. So we're going to have all the guys that won a home run derby. And this is sort of, I would look at it as like the player in general, like how they represent like home run hitting. Was it exciting? We can get into how they did in the derby itself as far as like what kind of show it was. But I'm thinking more like the player themselves.
More their stature as a home run
hitter.
Yeah. All right. Exactly.
Let's go.
Where are we starting, Bill?
All right, first one, 2024, Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, that was
not fun.
Didn't
Teoscar Hernandez
happen last year? I don't even remember that.
That was not fun.
No, it was not.
No, thank you.
It was so not fun. I don't recall it.
No thanks.
Teoscar Hernandez. Okay,
no.
Let's move it along.
Tough. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 2023.
Vladdy Jr. I like Vladdy Jr.
Pretty nice player.
I might go back.
I think that's a good spot.
I think Vladdy Jr. is good.
Look at that.
Back.
Not to brag, I hit a home run derby bet that year on Vladdy Jr.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah, it was nice, healthy juice. Yeah, it was good.
Vlad Jr.
So I have a soft spot for him.
He's got a good swing, bit of a hoss.
Big time hoss.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, back.
That's
I like
fun.
It. Yeah.
Okay, 2022's winner, Juan Soto.
Good player.
Juan Soto.
Do you think of him as
surprised he wasn't up there trying to take a walk.
Do you think... That's what I was going to say. Do you think of him as like a pure home run hitter?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Now, I know he's really started to heat up with the Mets. But I don't really think of him as like a pure home run guy.
He hit 18, 16, and 19 in that derby.
Okay.
No, though, I don't.
So what do you say? Are we saying swinging a pop-up?
I think swinging a pop-up.
That's where I would
put him. Rodriguez hit more home runs in his first two rounds than Soto did in the whole thing.
What do you think? Yeah, okay. So it wasn't even that impressive of a performance. But no, I look at him as like a very highly paid, good all-around on-base machine.
Correct. His career high is 41. He did it last year. He's on pace for 40 again, but he's only hit 40 once.
Yeah, and it was at Yankee Stadium.
Correct.
So, yeah, not, I don't view him as like, he's a great player.
Swinging a pop-up.
Swinging a pop-up.
I like it.
Swinging a pop-up.
Thank you.
All right, 2019 and 2021's winner, Pete Alonso.
That big Pete Alonso, the polar bear, he'll smash.
Just dig the long ball.
He'll smash dingers.
Oh, yeah.
You going top tier, Nick?
I don't know that I would go that
high.
Those are the two derbies recently that I remember the most.
All right, well, save some for the rest of us here. I would say back.
I would say back
like
as well.
He's a big bopper, but I'm not
Look,
like...
I am going to pay a little respect to a guy who's won this thing multiple times.
Yeah, like Craig Hodges.
Yeah.
The three-point shootout.
Exactly. He is the Craig Hodges of the home run derby.
I go, but like second tier, I think, is a good spot for him. Like he socks dingers, but like, I don't know. I think let's reserve the top tier for some more special,
some real
home run hitters.
Great home run hitters. Yeah. Okay.
Back. Look at that.
Back.
Okay.
Yeah.
2018's winner, Bryce Harper.
So I would consider
Chick Stick the long ball.
I would consider Chick Stick the long ball here. Yeah.
He does it with such flair.
He does
it with such style.
Eye black.
The whole thing.
Just a lot of swag
going
on. His
father throwing the pitches.
Yeah,
good
that
point.
Too. Yeah.
His dad just throwing darts right down the middle, and then Bryce Harper just smashing him. The swing is awesome. And
let me tell you, though, to be consistent.
In Park, too.
Backwards hat, like Griffey.
Yeah, he did. To be consistent, he's only got 140 home run season, too, which I'm shocked at. But
sure. Oh, so you think he should be on the same tier as Soto?
Well, I don't know. I feel like he's a better home run hitter, but just looking at the numbers,
cool.
I don't know that it really works that way. Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah, let's go Chick Stick.
Chick Stick the long ball.
I dig the whole vibe.
He's cool as hell.
Yeah, me too.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I like the way you're saying it. Okay.
Aaron Judge, 2017.
Okay, I think we might have to go Chick Stick the long ball.
I agree.
Again.
No,
Chick Stick the long ball.
Guy's a machine.
So good.
Yeah.
He is so good. And really, post Barry Bonds, he is like the home run hitter of this generation. Like, not even close.
Right.
He's the
I mean,
guy.
Who else is even with Otani now?
And maybe like, Otani?
And it's him. I would give
maybe
him the
Pete
edge.
Alonso, for
yeah.
God's sakes. Like,
yeah.
It's judged by a mile.
Okay.
And another guy that's it's fun to watch is because he's a giant.
Chick Stick the long ball.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay.
Giancarlo Stanton in 2016.
I kind of want to say swing and a pop-up, but is that disrespectful to him as I mean, how many 50 home run seasons does that guy have? A bunch.
He's had a weird career. Was that some of that was as Mike Stanton.
Well, I was going to say, that's a great point.
Yeah.
He was some Mike, some Giancarlo.
He had a 59 home run season last year in Miami.
Real nice.
He's never hit 40 in New York.
So that's shocking.
He's been healthy.
Yeah,
well,
actually,
that's also true.
Actually,
guy never
right.
plays.
You know what? He had one. He had a monster 59 homer year. He's never topped 40 outside of that. I want to say swing and a pop-up, but maybe that's disrespectful to early career Giancarlo slash Mike Stanton.
No, let's put him there. That's Stanton.
Swing and a pop up.
Stanton and Soto in the same one. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good spot for him.
Bill. Can't hear him.
Oh, I'm being told that we're in an EAS test in the other room is what I'm being told.
So I'll keep going. I got you. Yeah.
Billy can't hear us. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Bill?
Yeah, Frazier, 2015.
Oh, that is easy. What's our Todd lowest Frazier? One again? No, that wasn't fun. He belongs on the bottom tier.
So let me tell you a little story about Todd Frazier.
Well, let me tell you a little story about Todd Frazier. He was a random baseball player of the week last week while you were out.
No kidding.
Yes.
So how about this? So Todd Frazier played for whatever that factory was.
Like Tom's River or one of those?
Tom's River, yeah. New Jersey.
Yeah, Little League.
And so the Goffstown Little League, which is the GOAT Little League in New Hampshire, 2 years after I was an all-star, brag. So the kids that were 10 when I was 12, they advanced all the way there, and they were in the East Regional or whatever, with a trip to go to Williamsport, lost to freaking Todd Frazier's
team.
Man,
the Todd father
took Frazier out. Knocked him out.
Tough.
So I've always hated Todd Frazier.
Okay.
Playing a pop-up. Yeah.
So what, no, he's lower than that.
Put...
He's that's what that wasn't fun. Fun. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
That was
yeah.
not fun.
Yeah, get him out of there.
Todd Frazier yeah. won a home run derby. Like, get out of here. Get out of my face.
Didn't Todd even Frazier. Realize Keith had an axe to grind.
I hate him.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, back to back winner in 2013 and 2014, Yoenis Cespedes.
Oh, Yoenis Cespedes.
So
former Red Sox.
I said I was going to pay deference to multi time winners, but I don't want to go higher than swinging a pop up on this guy. You want to go, that wasn't fun?
Is it even that high?
Okay, you want to pop him on, that wasn't fun. I'm with it. I feel like we should.
Cespedes had.
He won two in a row.
Career high, 35 home runs the year that he got traded.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Career high, 35 home runs?
The most home runs he's ever hit.
What, you're Ron Gant? Like, that's not very good.
I think he's more, but he did win two of these, so you want to put him swinging a pop-up? Yes. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, let's
do that.
Swinging a pop-up.
Let's do that.
Yoenis Cespedes. All right.
Okay, another two-time winner, 2009 and 2012's winner, Prince Fielder.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Okay, Haas.
I wouldn't go that
Prince
high, but...
Prince Fielder, Haas,
I would go back. That's where I would go with Prince Fielder. That's my gut reaction.
Did he had 50 in a season?
He had 50 in 07. I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
He had another 46 homer year. He really tapered off.
What happened?
Well,
what happened to Big Prince?
He's a larger man.
He had a neck injury.
Is that what happened?
And he went vegetarian.
Oh, he stopped eating meat.
Right, yeah. That probably hurt the long. He only finished with 319 career homers. I would have guessed more. Like, for instance,
Bird hot, though.
He's like 100 behind Giancarlo Stanton on the all-time home run.
You know what's wild?
What?
From 06 to 13, he missed like six games.
Yeah. And then he like never played a full season again.
That was kind of it for him.
Okay, so where would
I would put Yeah, I'd put Prince Fielder there. I think he's with Vlad and Alonso. I think that's good.
And look at that.
Back.
And I feel like in a home run derby, he was hitting them. Country mile.
Launch.
Yeah. For sure. Let's put Prince Fielder there.
Another father-son combo, Robinson Cano in 2011.
So I would say that wasn't fun, but
Cano.
Did he have a monster round, Billy? I feel like Cano had like some monster round in one of these.
That sounds right.
But
I do not think of him as a home run hitter at all.
That's how I would look at this, and I would say really nice player for a long period of time.
I'd say that wasn't fun.
I would say that wasn't fun as well. That's the right spot.
For Cano.
Even with
that was not fun.
The father aspect.
Even like the father aspect doesn't bump it up to that was fun. I mean, sorry.
I want like a pop up. I want like a meathead dad out there like Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Jack doing pushups in between
Cano's
pitches.
Rounds went 8-12-12.
Oh, so that's that
wasn't even a good derby.
Strike that.
Get out of here.
You beat Adrian Gonzalez in the final.
Ugh. Adrian Gonzalez also not a home run.
Terrible home run derby field.
All right.
Okay. Who's next?
David Ortiz in 2010.
Chicks dig the long ball. David Ortiz.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Swag.
Power. Cool as hell.
Great real-life home run hitter, not just home run derby hitter.
That's true.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Just socking balls.
Yeah.
Good swing. Violent swing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
David Ortiz.
That's where we'll put him.
Put him up there.
Okay, let's rip through a few more of
Justin
these.
Justin Morneau in 08.
That was not fun.
Yeah,
not
I want to say that wasn't
Although
fun.
He was an MVP, but like I don't think of him as a guy smacking dingers.
couple of 40 home run years.
Plus, was that the year that Josh Hamilton went crazy?
Oh, he
went
maybe
28 in the first round.
Okay. Josh Hamilton went insane. Yeah, so and then Morneau just like won it.
He just ran out of gas.
Yeah,
he had 28 in the first round. He had 4 in the second and 3 in the final.
Morneau, career high 34 home runs.
Get out
of my face. Bottom tier. That wasn't fun.
Is he Glenn Allen Hill?
Okay, who's next?
Vlad Sr. in 07.
Ooh, he's six dig or back.
I think it might be back. I think put him with his kid.
Okay.
He's a great player.
The Guerrero tier.
The Guerreros.
Yeah.
The Flying Guerreros.
Okay. Yep. Let's do it.
Eddie and Chavo Guerrero.
Okay. Look at that.
Back.
If we went back to the 80s, we could have the fielders on that tier as well.
We could have
we're not doing that.
Father, son.
Early 90s, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who else?
Ryan Howard in 06.
Ryan Howard.
You, that guy would sock some dingers.
Not the guy from The Office.
No.
Not that Ryan Howard.
No.
Yeah, he
World
had a,
Series champion, Ryan
He had
Howard.
A big violent swing.
MVP Ryan Howard, I believe.
He was MVP.
Yeah.
They had some good Phillies teams. He must have had a couple of 50 home run seasons, right?
I would guess at least one.
58!
Nice.
The year he won the MVP. Then he went 47, 48, 45.
Yeah, so that separates him from...
is he in the Hall of Fame?
Giancarlo Stanton. I would say no.
He's not.
I don't think he is. He'd probably be in your Hall of Fame.
Listen
Notorious
to this.
Small hall guy.
I am obviously a small hall guy, but from 06, won the MVP, then 5th, 2nd, 3rd, 10th, 10th.
Yeah, real good player. Not a Hall of Famer.
That's pretty good. Led the league in RBI 3 times.
Where are we putting him? Yeah, he ducks on the pond all day with Chase Utley.
Jimmy Rollins.
J-Roll.
Doug Glanville.
Well, maybe the ninth guy is rolling
around. The pitcher, Randy Wolf. Wolf's on base. He's driving in Randy Wolf.
Yeah.
I'd put him in back.
Okay, that's a good spot for him.
I feel like it's getting to be a crowded tier, but
look at that.
It's the right spot for him. Okay, who's next, Billy?
Bobby Abreu, 2005.
Not fun.
Bum.
That was not fun.
That's like an on base machine.
No, he was like the original Juan Soto. Really good player.
Yeah.
Getting on base all day long. Not really a home run.
He was also, if correct me if I'm wrong, Bill would probably remember this more. Was he the poster boy of win the Derby and then go to crap in the second
half?
Sounds like
right.
He never had another home run.
He got traded to the Yankees.
Ruined
and then
like
month,
did just home run. Ruined his swing. Much. Yeah, that sounds right.
Career high 31 homers.
All right, not fun for Abreu.
No, not at all.
Okay, who else?
Miguel Tejada in 04.
I feel like Miguel Tejada had a little bit of swag. Swing and a pop.
Okay, swing and a pop.
I think he'd bring a little something to it.
He was really the fourth guy in that shortstops taking over, right?
Yeah.
A-Rod, Nomar, Jeter reluctantly, and then Tejada.
Yeah. Also pop for PEDs.
Sure.
Were all of them? Not Jeter. All of them.
I think only A-Rod. Got suspended, right?
No, Tejada got suspended for sure.
Oh, so Tejada did too.
Yeah.
Omar didn't.
I mean,
Omar clean as a whistle.
That's true. Maybe he wasn't actually.
I cut above.
Thank you.
Nothing was actually proven with Nomar. A legend.
He had such range at short. He couldn't have been all bogged down with roids.
Okay.
It was 2013 when he got popped.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't doing it before.
That was clean derbies then.
Okay, good point. You got me there.
These are all clean derbies, by the way. These early 2000s ones.
Okay, a few more of these. Garrett, what else we got?
Garrett Anderson in 03.
Garrett Anderson won a home run derby?
Not only did Garrett Anderson win a derby, he won it in 2003. That's outrageous. Of all the guys that were hitting home runs back then?
Sosa, Maguire, you know, names that we're going to get to
here.
Were they
all not in it, though?
Maybe.
They must not have been in 03. Because
they're like Garrett Anderson's in this thing. We're not showing up. Garrett Anderson would be that is not a fun derby. Those are a lot of long line drives that probably barely got to the seats.
Uh-huh. 2002, Jason Giambi.
Back.
I'll give you that.
Giambi.
Look at that. Back.
That was Oakland Giambi.
I liked Oakland Giambi.
Me too.
Obviously, nobody liked Yankee Giambi, but Oakland Giambi, and he would swing full go. He didn't get cheated on his swing.
No, definitely a clean derby for
clean
Giambi.
Clean as hell.
Yeah, for sure. That was
Sosa put
one.
A show on that year.
Yep.
Oh, did he?
That was the Millipakia.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Two more.
Luis Gonzalez in 01.
Lugo had a really thin head. He looked like Bert.
Yeah, he's a bit of a pinhead.
Okay. It looked like he had his head stuck in a vice.
Like a beaker or a bird?
Yeah, they're
something
a beaker.
Like that.
A little bit like beaker.
Okay. Interesting.
The assistant to Dr. Bunsen Honeydew is like real thin fit. Take a look at Luis Gonzalez.
I am as we speak, yeah.
Thin head.
Swinging a pop-up or is it that wasn't fun? Real thin head.
How thin a head is that?
That's
for Lugo.
That shouldn't hurt him, though, in points.
It shouldn't. No, Bill.
It shouldn't work against him.
It should not.
Well.
Now, it might. I'm with you. It shouldn't.
Now that I know this. Now that I know this, it kind of does.
But he was another guy that he burned pretty hot. Did he had a 50-tater season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
But was that it?
I'm gonna say he's swinging a pop-up. That was a good player.
57 home runs one year, and then it jumped down to 28.
Triple play baseball cover guy.
Swinging a pop-up. Yeah. He's better than Teoscar, Frazier.
Yeah.
All Abreu. Right.
Swinging a pop-up.
Yeah. Swinging a pop-up. That's where you belong.
All right.
Last name?
Last name, Sammy Sosa in 2000.
Oh, my God. Chicks take the long ball.
He's the face of that.
So fun.
He's incredible. People don't give him.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
Sosa should be in the Hall of Fame.
Sosa absolutely.
He was juicing and used a cork bat for the Derby. Yeah, that's how it should be.
That's awesome. That is how it should be. I agree. No, Sosa. People are like, I can't believe Bonds and Clemens are left out. Sosa should be lumped in with those names.
609 home runs? Are you kidding me?
Multiple 60-plus home run seasons.
Yeah. He's a 30-30 guy.
Yeah.
Right? MVP seasons or finishes. 8th, 15th, 19th. 1st, 9th, 9th, 2nd, 9th, 8th. And led the league in home runs twice, led the league in RBI twice, helped save baseball.
Yeah.
Maybe include that a little bit.
Yeah, Sosa should be in there.
Oh,
and he's definitely Chicks Dig the Long Ball when it comes to the home run derby.
Oh, my God, if there ever was.
Okay, so where do we finish?
Top tier, Chicks Dig the Long Ball. Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge, David Ortiz, Sammy Sosa. The Mount Rushmore, the four horsemen of the home run derby.
Those are clearly the Mount Rushmore of the 2000s.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Sr., Pete Alonso, Prince Fielder, Ryan Howard, Jason Giambi.
Good tier.
It is a good tier. Swinging a pop-up, Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, Yoenis Cespedes, Miguel Tejada, Luis Gonzalez.
Pretty good.
And the That Wasn't Fun bottom tier, Teoscar Hernandez, Todd Frazier, Robinson Cano, Justin Morneau, Bobby Abreu, Garrett Anderson.
Just proof that anybody in the field can win it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always the big bopper that's going to take this thing home.
Who do we got this year, right? We got Cal Raleigh.
I don't think they have a final field yet from what I was reading. No, I think, isn't Acuna in it? You're right. Raleigh's in it. I'm trying to remember the other names.
I think James Wood said he's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
Real nice.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Ronald Acuna, Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, James Wood, Byron Buxton. There's four guys, so I don't know if they're going to add any more or not, but not terrible. If Dumper wins, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yep. And they still got to fill out that field. A little bit of time to do that over the course of the week. All right, that's a Tier Tuesday. Home Run Derby winners since 2000. Derby's next week. You can check that out shortly on socials at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. Let's get to the Celtics. Brad Stevens scheduled to speak right about now-ish as both of their deals for Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday have gone final. What does that mean now for the Celtics? Can they move forward with their offseason now that those deals are official? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Red Sox. A reminder, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. A lot of ways you can listen to Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to the Sox offense. Is it legit post-Devers? Certainly seems to be. We got a Kiefer Madness for you on the way as well about an hour from now at 12:45. But Brad Stevens, speaking with the media now as we speak.
Yes.
Scheduled to discuss the Porzingis-Andrew Holiday trades. He had not talked with the media yet because the trades hadn't gone finalized. They were each finalized yesterday. The Celtics actually, it was originally reported, we're going to get 2 second rounders for Drew Holiday.
Not
along
so fast.
With Anthony Simons. Turns out that's not the case. But the deals are finalized, Keith, which I think means now the Celtics can move forward with their offseason. What do you think the next shoe is to drop now that they've kind of moved past that, finalized all their paperwork and everything with the league? Trades have officially been announced, not just reported, but officially been announced. Does this mean now they can spin off Simons? They can officially make an offer to Al Horford that, you know, they were kind of working their way through? Because I imagine that was a big domino, finalizing those trades before they could move forward with the next step. And now I wonder what that next step is.
Yeah, so as soon as they traded for Simons, you and I both liked it. We're like, that's a pretty good return for Drew Holiday, knowing that they were getting rid of Holiday and Porzingis. I guess Stevens even said straight up, the second apron is why we traded those guys. Not that it's a surprise.
Oh, that's one of the things he said
up, yeah,
just
that's
now.
A quote that I'm seeing. I think Mego had that. Got so, it. Like, just straight up, that's why we did that. But we both liked the return of Simons. But as soon as they traded for him, there was a lot of rumors that they were going to flip him in his $27 million or whatever expiring contract. And I don't know, maybe spend it on bigs or whatever else. Now, one of those bigs might have been Luke Kornet, who is now with the Spurs, so that is not going to happen. But then, you know, free agency, go ahead.
You want an update on Brad? He just said this in the last minute.
Yeah.
It's unlikely to see Al Horford return to the Celtics, he said.
Okay.
They made offers to both him and Kornet. Nothing is definite.
Okay.
But it's unlikely they'll get him. And by the way, good
probably
for
very low offers, and not that they're trying to insult him, but they're right. Like, we got to stay under the apron.
Good for Brad, by the way, to come out and just say, yeah, we made those trades because of the second apron. Like, don't hide and pretend it's this.
It's a good
it's
basketball
that.
Trade. Like, nobody's buying that. But I choose to look at the Simons one. I was like, all right, this could be somewhat beneficial basketball-wise.
Yeah.
But then when we heard about this after we got off the show yesterday about the deals going final and the Drew Holiday one and the Simons one, like, you know, not taking back the picks because of Holiday's physical or whatever else, I'm like, oh man, maybe they couldn't trade Simons, which is why they didn't officially have him yet. So maybe he still will be flipped, which I wouldn't like. Now, barring the return,
I
don't know what the return is. I mean, let's see what it is before we really react to it. But just in general, I would like him on the team still.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Durant. It's like, I'm not itching to trade Durant, but tell me the return.
Yeah.
If it's a stud pitcher, I'm in. If it's a stud big for Anthony Simons, or stud might even be too strong, but, you know, if you have the Anthony Simons equivalent, but now it's a big and the roster fits together a little better, then I could be talked into it. But I'm not itching to trade Anthony Simons. I want the Celtics to work with him, see what he is, and at least get into the regular season with Simons. And who knows? Maybe you increase his trade value, you flip him at the trade deadline. Maybe you sign him long-term. I don't know, but that's a player, I'm with you, Keith, I want to work with. I am afraid now that the deals are finalized, and that is bad news on Horford.
Yeah.
That I was hoping that because he hadn't signed to this point with the Warriors or Lakers, they were really negotiating with him, and the door was still ajar. If Stevens is coming out and saying it's unlikely it's going to happen, it's not going to happen.
If Horford ends up playing with LeBron, that's going to be tough.
Yeah?
That's going to be tough to stomach. Yeah.
because he's just, I mean, I he's become like kind I, of like a Celtic.
I've come to appreciate Horford the older he's gotten in his career, but Horford has this in it. Like, I know what Horford is. Horford's a sneaky, dirty player.
Oh,
and
he is.
And he's turned his back. He's never going to leave Atlanta.
Dirty player.
He left Atlanta for the Celtics. Yeah. Oh, he's not going to leave Boston. He left for Philly.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to leave again.
He'll never leave the Thunder.
Yeah, so I just kind of know what Horford is.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I have grown to appreciate him more as a player over the years.
But, like, he's had some big moments. Obviously, he's part of the title team with the Celtics. And just seeing him help. I mean, it's not as bad as like Ray Allen going to play with LeBron, but it's still going to be like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather go to the Warriors than go to play with LeBron.
I agree with that. Yeah. It's easier to stomach him with the Warriors. Yeah. I think he'd be a good fit on either of those teams.
Yeah, he probably would be.
But okay, that's the latest from Brad Stevens there. I do think now the deals are finalized, Keith, it is more likely that we get the other shoe to drop on Anfernee Simons or Sam Hauser. Or Niang, like something is going to happen there.
Because I wonder if Brad's thought process and if these two are linked. Like, would you rather have the potential firepower and the score that Simons is, but you're starting Nemus Cato, Luka Garza, George Niang, like that, some combination there? Or do you say, all right, we got to dump Simons so we can upgrade that? And I just don't know what that upgrade is necessarily. Like, I would rather, like most teams in the league, kind of rely on small ball and try to win it that way, and then going for like another big.
Yeah,
we'll see. But right now they don't have two starting bigs, even like one true starting big. They don't have that.
It's true. I'm monitoring more Stevens news just to see if he's been asked about Lillard or anything like that. Maybe that's another shoe to drop. Bradley Beal is supposed to get bought out in Phoenix, though. It sounds like he might go to the Clippers. So I'm curious if he gets asked about any of those names, although I don't know that he can technically
answer. Oh, this is a tough quote.
Answer.
See this one?
Are you looking
from
at the
Terp?
One? Yes. Terp, the one about Tatum?
Yeah.
Okay. Brad Stevens, the most important acquisition we're going to be able to make in the next couple of years is getting Tatum out of a boot.
It's the second time he's kind of referenced this. He did this around the draft where he was like, the biggest obstacle
like
we
that.
Have is he's like, we have an all-NBA player like in a boot. Like, he's referenced that a few times.
That sounds like a team
that can't make any moves.
Not just resetting under the second apron, but now they're thinking about 2027 and not this upcoming year.
That also, to me,
which was already our fear, but that quote leads me to be even more fearful of that.
Yeah, no, that I guess I appreciate the honesty, but doesn't that also feel like there's no way they're getting Damian Lillard? And not that I thought it was really realistic anyway, but if you're like the most important acquisition in the next couple of years, like Lillard, even though he's on the downside of his career, would be a pretty important acquisition.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, it's not happening.
Okay.
It's more like George Niang types. So, I mean,
all right. Well,
Jaylen Brown better have like an MVP season.
That is not fun stuff coming out of Brad Stevens' press conference.
Nope.
We'll continue to monitor that. But again, if you missed this earlier, said Al Horford is unlikely to return, and the most important addition they can make, and I'm paraphrasing, is Tatum getting out of a boot. He also confirmed they made these trades, Porzingis and Holiday, which went final yesterday. They made the trades because of the second apron. So any more info comes out, be sure to pass it along. We'll get back to the Red Sox as well, saving their season after the Rafael Devers trade. Who would have thought? We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.